Skype. It's called Two Funner. And Wairiki Paratapa's in for a kōrero all about it. Tēnā koe, hoa.
Hey, tēnā koe, ho te ra, tēnā koe te kapua.
Good to talk with you. So, Wairiki, tell us about how this came to be and more about Two Funner, this collaboration.
Yeah, kia ora. How this came to be, it came out of an expression from my other mate, Alex Whitaker and Hira Mahina, who are local artists, both in the carving, whakaero aspects and kind of contemporary art. And I guess for us, it was about how to continue to do our own art mediums within our local Dunedin city centre area. And this idea came about. Alex was approached and by Dunedin Brokerage here in Dunedin to for funding to allow some art within some of our vacant buildings here in Dunedin. And so he took on that idea and went through to it. The Two Funner idea came about, I don't know, I've always been interested, it's more of an interest rather than a research, about our Ngaitahu people and their migration into the south and how they used to utilise our resources and knew where the resources were within the different areas of our landscape here in Te Waipounamu. And I guess one of the things that stood out for me upon reading some of the material and listening was traversing or navigating their way over rivers. And so one of the things that stuck out for me was when they used to cross over rivers that you're able to walk over, but were rapids, they used to find a piece of driftwood, if you say, a piece of a bit of a log to use as an aid to cross over. And but there's all, you know, you had like the stronger members on each end, and then all scattered throughout, and then the more incapable ones were just dotted in between the stronger ones. And Two Funner is the name of that log, I guess. But what that carries for us is just the aid of working together or using this Two Funner to work together to cross over the rapids of time to reach the end goal, I guess. Yeah, so Two Funner is basically a piece of driftwood, really. and it's the real sense of the word, but it's about what it carries for our people. And that was trying to navigate over these rapids.
It's a neat idea that you formulated there. I know that your two colleagues, Hira Mahina and also Alex, they're going to be doing some mahi, which at the end of the two-week run will be auctioned off in a silent auction. So it's an interesting idea. Tell us about the whare that the exhibition will be in. You mentioned that it's making use of some dormant space in Dunedin, but some of the old buildings here are quite magic. Where is Two Funner to be displayed?
Yeah, kia ora. So I went into the space last night and we gathered there and just we've done our own process of a whakawate for us, for our kaupapa, and then had a bit of a clean up. But yeah, we have a space. It's a lovely space, really, and it's just, if you know Dunedin, you got the octagon, and it's just on Princess Street. Next door to Subway, actually. But the space we're working with that we think is so it's the whole room, and there's a lot of walls and that we can utilise. But we thought that the space that we'd be able to see ourselves utilising and finishing within this time frame is it's about about 4 meters high and about 12 meters in length, and it's completely white, and it's been refurbished over the years, so it's not in its old state of what it used to be, and as you said, like the beautiful architecture of old still remain in Dunedin, but this particular space that we are using is a nice space, and it's a blank canvas, and yeah, I guess, you know, with carving or any type of art, you know, like my grandfather, he was a master carver, Hone Taiapa, and my father used to always tell us stories about our grandfather, and my father said, oh yeah, your koro, he said, you know, he would look at a tree and then he would already know what's already, you know, what's in there and what his job is to bring that out. And I guess for us last night, looking at this wall, we can really visualize what's meant to be on this piece of wall. And yeah, so we're really excited about this at the moment in terms of this particular space as well.
Well, it's been nice meeting you, brother, albeit briefly. Is there some way to follow this on the net?
Good question. Yes, I think so. To be honest, I really don't know, but I think there was a brief discussion last night that I'll be handling some of the documenting our progress throughout it throughout this time. So yes, on Facebook. This hasn't been created though, not yet, but today it will be Tūwhana on Facebook, Tūwhana.
Well, it's been nice meeting you today, Bo. Thanks for sharing some thoughts, and of course your whānau connections to our Toi Māori are well known, and thanks for mentioning your koro as well. I hope it all goes well. This has been put together by the Dunedin Dream Brokerage. It's called Tūwhana, and it's a collaboration between three fine artists, including our guest today, Wairiki Parata Taiapa. It's on show for 2 weeks, starting today at Princess Street in Otepote. Good to talk with you, Wairiki. All the best.
Yeah, kia koe hoki. Tēnā koutou katoa. Kia ora.
Kia ora. 26 past 8 on 603 Radio.